My opinions here are my own. I'm not in the committee or I'm not speaking on behalf of any other members, just strictly my own words. And with that, I want to say to you that I stand before you here today as an Indigenous man, a father, a son, brother, and a cousin to many. Our people hold true a way of life that has persisted since time immemorial, and the principles of leading a good life have been passed down by our elders from generation to generation. It goes without saying that honor, integrity, and truthfulness are paramount to my people and are values I carry with me as I work on behalf of my constituents. What am I about to say is not easy, as I know will carry serious consequences, but it must be said clearly and without hesitation. The Legislative Assembly of the Northwest Territories has become infested with an ethical rot that is undermining the well-being of staff, elected officials, and even our democracy. For a very long time now, some 14 years, abuses of authority, intimidation have become commonplace in the administration of the Legislative Assembly through the leadership of the Office of the Clerk. The occupant of that office has accumulated great power and influence over the years, has used it to bully, demean, and terrorize his subordinates, and even threaten the well-being of elected members. I will not speak for the other targets of the clerk's mistreatment. They have brought forward credible and damning allegations that must be dealt with appropriately, and I will stand with them and any others who have been hurt by this man. What I will say relates to my own experience with the clerk and disrespectful behavior and shocking attempts to intimidate me and other MLAs in the 19th Assembly. The clerk on several occasions has lashed out at other MLAs who have disagreed with him on matters which we as duly elected members are the sole decision makers in this house. The role of the Office of the Clerk is to guide MLAs on procedural matters and assist us on doing our work, period. Yet this clerk believes it his role to make unilateral decisions on a great many things, including the appointment of statutory officers, the political management of committees, and even the tone and language used in official reports whose contents are directed by MLAs. When I and other colleagues have pushed back against the clerk's undue influence over responsibilities to this institution, it has returned and been responded with anger, demeaning language, and one case, alleged use of physical violence against a sitting member in this house. I have taken the necessary steps to deal with the clerk's escalating misconduct and made formal complaints to the Board of Management. And the Board of Management is a panel consisting of both regular MLAs and members of Cabinet. Last week, I appeared twice before the Board of Management on February 11th and 12th to deal with these serious matters within the clerk's office. I have not received any response from the Board, and this is concerning. To make matters worse, last week, the public was made aware of two serious whistleblower complaints against the clerk from staff under his management. I've compared these allegations to well-known circumstances surrounding the Office of Clerk that has been ongoing for many years now. While as one-off incidents, they are all easily explainable, the issues, when taken in totality, are of great concern and show an outward pattern of abuse and mismanagement. As of today, I've met with the Board of Management on three occasions, and nothing has changed or has been done. I had one simple request: that the Board of Management launch an independent third-party investigation into the clerk's conduct. That's a very simple request. The clerk has since attempted to intimidate at least one other member on the board with threatening messages and has retaliated against one of the whistleblowers who has brought allegations against him, suspending her and making her subject to an investigation into breach of code of conduct by the GNOT's Department of Finance. And this is in gross violation of the accepted protections of workplace whistleblowers. Due to the board's inaction and the retaliation of the clerk against the complaints, I no longer think that investigation might even be efficient to redress this harm that has been done by this man. It is a time for this abuse of power to come to an end. We owe our staff and each other justice and must hold the clerk accountable for the toxic legacy he has created with the walls of this building. In addition to calling for these resignation, I'm also calling for the full public investigation to be undertaken by the Board of Management into these matters with a thorough report to be tabled to the House once it's concluded. The people of the Northwest Territories deserve transparency. And in conclusion, I'd like to ask any past or former employees of the Legislative Assembly or any past members of the Legislative Assembly for the past 14 years to come forward. If you have worked here in that time frame and experienced any physical abuse, intimidation, or harassment while working here, I encourage you to come forward. You can contact me directly, and I will assure your grievances are heard. A TMRC choice then. Thank you very much.